This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that the world is looking towards India today for solutions to various global problems. In a video message at the Genomics Data Conclave in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said the Genome India project marks a defining moment in the country's biotechnology landscape. The Prime Minister noted that the combination of biotechnology and biomass in the 21st century forms a crucial foundation for a developed India as a bioeconomy. He highlighted that in the past 10 years, the bioeconomy has jumped from $10 billion to $150 billion today. The Prime Minister also lauded the release of the Genome India data, hailing it as a historical step for research and healthcare in the nation. Mr. Modi mentioned that genome sequences of 10,000 Indians from various groups have been analyzed and its data is now available at the Indian Biological Data Center. This data can be used by researchers, scientists, and scholars across India. During the event, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh released the framework for exchange of data protocols and launched the IBDC Data Access Portal. Dr. Singh said that the last decade has been a game changer for biotechnology in India. President Draupadi Murmu has reached Bhubaneswar on a two-day visit to her home state, Odisha. The president was accorded a warm welcome by Governor of Odisha, Haribabu Kambhampati, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and other senior dignitaries at the Biju Patnaik International Airport yesterday. A large number of folk dancers and cultural troops greeted the president when she moved towards the Raj Bhavan. The president is scheduled to attend the valedictory function of the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will chair the Ambassadors' Roundtable in New Delhi today ahead of the Aero India 2025. According to the Defence Ministry, invitations have been extended to ambassadors and high commissioners of over 150 friendly countries to participate in the event. The 15th edition of Asia's biggest aero show, Aero India 2025, will be held at the Air Force Station, Yelahanka in Bengaluru, Karnataka, from the 10th to the 14th of the next month. The theme of the event is The Runway to a Billion Opportunities. Aero India will provide a unique platform for forging partnerships between foreign and Indian firms to accelerate the indigenization process and showcase cutting-edge technologies. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will confer the 34th National Youth Parliament Competition 2023-24 prizes for Kendra Vidyalayas today in New Delhi. The Parliamentary Affairs Ministry, in a statement, said that around 150 Kendra Vidyalayas spread over 25 regions on the Kendra Vidyalaya Sangathan have been part of the competition. It also added that the Youth Parliament scheme aims at inculcating among the younger generations the spirit of self-discipline, tolerance of diverse opinions and other virtues of a democratic way of life. Mumbai-based Mazgaon Dock Shipbuilders Limited handed over the 6th Scorpene submarine Vagshir of Project P-75 to the Indian Navy yesterday. According to an official statement, the advanced technology used in the Scorpene ensures superior stealth features and the capability to launch precise attacks using guided weapons. Vagshir can launch attacks with both torpedoes and tube-launched anti-ship missiles, whether submerged or on the surface. The submarine is capable of performing a variety of missions, including anti-surface warfare, anti-submarine warfare, intelligence gathering, and area surveillance. Vagshir also features a high level of automation with a sophisticated integrated platform management system and combat management system that integrates diverse equipment, systems and sensors. In Malaysia Open Badminton, Indian pair of Chirag Shetty and S. Rankireddy will face Malaysia's Ong Yu Sin and Teo Yi Yi in the quarterfinals today. Earlier, the 7th-seeded Indian duo secured India's only victory in the tournament, defeating Malaysia's Tan Wei Kiong and Nur Muhammad Azrian Ayub in the round of 16 in Kuala Lumpur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.